bring up anything toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. As we launch in hour number three of the program, bring up what you want. It's 800-259-9231. And join us at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. We go right into the phone calls, and then we'll jump into the email box in a moment. First, we go to Matt in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening, Julia. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you guys were talking about the law that they're thinking about passing.
Right, state of Massachusetts is looking at passing a law to ban spanking. Apparently, though, they're saying that the law won't actually put people in jail or bring them any sort of... did they say there was no financial penalty either, Mark, or just no jail time?
At this point, there's no punishment listed in the article.
They'll figure out a punishment.
There has to be a punishment, otherwise the law has no teeth.
Right, and of course, I say that I find spanking despicable, but at the same time, I would never outlaw it. I would just simply just ostracize those parents that were utilizing that method. What were your thoughts, Matt?
Well, not only should you not outlaw it, but people have to remember, one of the easiest things to do is to judge people, especially people who don't have kids, when it comes to upbringing their own kids. I've seen many, I don't think Dr. Spock ever had any kids. I've seen many, many people talking about raising kids who don't have any children.
Oprah,
she would be one. Dr. Phil probably. I don't know if Dr. Phil has kids.
I think he has kids, yeah.
Okay, well, but
I don't know that he said anything about spanking, but I could be wrong.
The point is, when it comes to kids, you really kind of never know what you're going to get. Sometimes things will come out of the blue with kids that you just weren't expecting.
They start out in this world as little sociopaths, you know. And I mean, they'll hit each other in order to get to get things, and you know, what are you going to do with that? And it seems to me, when a kid doesn't have the ability to reason and communicate very well, that one of the tools that a parent should have is the ability to reprimand them with a spanking.
And yes, I would agree with that.
At some point, it becomes bad parenting.
Yes, and that's the thing, is that you can't depend on that solely. You must try to also reason with the child and realize that these are human beings that you're dealing with. But it can get hairy at times. And when you have a 13-year-old with a smirk on his face, looking at you, telling you he ain't gonna do what you say, even in your own house. Even though it's your own house, and even though you're the master of that house, and he knows, without a shadow of a doubt, that you're not going to hit him,
mm-hmm.
to be able to smack him a little bit will just shake him up like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, well, I question, the situation that you're describing. I think that clearly, if you're still spanking your kids or, wanting to beat them at age 13, then it's clear that you've been spanking them throughout their lives.
Oh, no, I wasn't spanking him throughout his life. It was at age 13, the first time I ever struck my son. And he did not believe for a second that I would go on beyond yelling at him.
What would you do in this circumstance, Ian?
What was the circumstance?
He simply was not going to obey my wishes in my home.
Well, throw him out.
I might have been able to. Okay, but you're talking, you got two parents here. You don't have just mm-hmm. one. This is not purely authoritarian.
Mm-hmm.
I really couldn't just throw him out. Also, there's the fact of what happens if I throw him out and he's picked up by the police along the way, and now you got the authorities involved. Then things get really, really hairy.
Yeah, isn't it illegal to kick your kid out? I'm pretty sure it is.
It's
16,
so.
Under 16 or something?
Seems like it.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it is.
Well, all I can tell you is, again, I don't purport to know how you should have handled that situation. I'm not a relationship expert, but I can tell you that the one time my mother hit me, I do remember that. And I can tell you that she slapped me across the face. I don't recall what the incident was in regards to. I'm sure I mouthed off or said something she didn't like.
No.
Not you.
But she slapped me across the face, man, and that's what I remember. All I remember is my mom slapped me across the face, and that does not leave a favorable taste in my mouth about my mother at all.
And that's why you have such a bad relationship with your mother?
I can't say that's the sole reason why, but I can tell you that looking back at my past with my mother, that's all I remember about that incident. I don't recall what she was trying to correct me for. I don't recall what the issue was, what the incident was. All I remember is the violence. That's all I remember.
You need therapy, my friend.
I still talk to my son. I still have a good relationship with him, a very good relationship.
Well, that's nice. I mean, I don't have a bad relationship with my mom.
It was this one incident, and it worked. He settled down. He listened to what I had to say. He listened to reason, and he started to behave more in a way. Actually, it was his mom that he was disobeying more than it was me.
Yeah.
But he was.
Well, there's no doubt that the advocates of spanking are certainly fans of the fans of that idea, and they do believe that it works, and I'm sure that it works on a temporary basis, and in many cases it might work on a seemingly permanent basis. I just think it does some internal damage, some physiological damage, some mental damage that can really mess a kid up. And maybe your kid made it out okay, and in that case, you know, that's good, and he's very fortunate that he didn't get hit more often than he did.
Well, again, like I said, I agree that it is not a good idea. I try to avoid it as much as possible.
Well, that's
like
good.
Like I said, that's the only time I ever used it. It was available to me, and it was something, and it just happened in the heat of the moment. I mean,
sure.
Things get very, very emotional. Things get, happen very quickly in these situations. It's not something that that I think should be taken away from
I'm not suggesting that at all. I mean, I don't think I'm going to convince people that spank to not spank. That's not really what I'm trying to do. I'm just taking a position that I find it distasteful, and I think it's, I don't know, I think that if you're in the heat of the moment and you feel heated, you should take a break and think about what you're going to do, and think about maybe some other options, some more creative, nonviolent ways to solve the problem. Maybe that could help avoid conflicts like this, but I'm glad that you try to stay away from it. I think it's important to have that mindset instead of being the type of parent that's the first place that they go. First they yell, then they spank.
Right.
There are a lot of parents out there like that, and I think that those kids are really having some serious damage done to them.
That could very well be. And right. As far as teaching them violence goes, now I've never touched my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She's 15, 16 now. She's never really given me any problems, but she'll hit me and hard. She's bruised me before, and I tell her, don't hit. Why do you hit all the time?
What's your explanation for that, Ian?
What is her explanation for that? I don't know. Just
No. I was asking Ian what his explanation is for a child that's never been hit that would think about doing
striking. And she hits her brother? That's like, you know how I explained to her, how would you like it if you got hit? No.
She probably feels like she'll never get hit because she's a girl.
Yeah, well, the brother should hit her back. See what happens then.
Yeah, well, he just won't.
Yeah, that's the problem. I think that's what it is, Julia. She thinks she's invincible because she's a girl.
And
she's
I got
trained.
Yeah, I gotta say that personally, if I hit you, hit me back. It's fair game in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You shouldn't be hitting people if you don't want to suffer the consequences that could come about.
Absolutely. Matt, thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate your thoughts at 800-259-9231. You're certainly welcome to chime in here. I'm not trying to persuade you. I just think that there's some real negative fallout that comes from using violence on your kids. And as I pointed out, that's all I remember from my past with my parents as far as incidents of violence. I don't remember the surrounding details.
Yeah, my mom only hit me once, and she was lashing out, going into psycho mode. So.
What was it about?
Well,
remember?
It was, yeah, I do. I got expelled when I was 16, and during that time was very hard for my parents.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard for me, too. It was like a lot of lawyers and stuff like that, and it was not fun.
Why'd she hit you?
We were arguing about something. I don't even think we were arguing. I think she is very emotional, and sometimes she gets really worked up, and she was just getting herself worked up, and she just was, like, shaking and freaking out and just reached out and slapped me across the face.
Yeah, I think it shows a lack of control. I think I think that a parent that reacts in that way, especially with a teenager, a parent that reacts in that way is really just, they're losing it.
Oh, I wanted to hit her back.
They're making it like, they're the ones that are behaving childlike by resorting to violence. I think it's a very childlike, barbaric thing to do. More on the way, 800-259-9231. I understand. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of. There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Ted Anders for Midas, November 29, 2007. Gold, 890-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $825.08, $406.65 for half, $203.33 for quarter. That's $825.08, $406.65, $203.33. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bust. The crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live, you can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are completely free, so enjoy those
on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photos and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Perhaps you may own or know someone who has a company that is struggling to collect money from owed from past due accounts. Delinquent accounts are problematic not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked by the arduous task of trying to collect on these accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from principal operations. SACL CAI liberates businesses from inefficiencies and the vexing task of collections. SACL CAI, see their banner at freetalklive.com.
We go to the phones, talk to Eddie in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Eddie.
Yeah, can you hear me?
We got you. Eddie, what's on your mind?
Yeah, you're talking about hitting children?
Yeah.
Let me give you three instances where I think I felt I had no other choice but to hit my kids.
Okay.
Rarely do I hit them. Well, I have a stepson who's 15 now. Then I have two daughters, 14 and 11. My 14 and 11-year-old daughters, I told them to stay out of the street. They're 3 years old now, running around.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of them listened the first time I told them. I felt
it was just too tempting, huh?
I have no choice, and I hit them both in the thigh to make it sting. And I said, now you go in that street one more time, and I'm going to make it hurt even worse. But what's going to hurt worse to me is when you get run over by a car. And neither one of them ever again went in the street. As soon as they hit that curb, they stopped. But I think by hitting them, making it sting, and really making them think about it, because they didn't listen to me the first time, is what probably saved their life.
Now, I'd like to know, I mean, there are other parents out there that have never hit their children, and
well, of course,
I'd be interested to know how they would have
different.
Handled the same situation.
Now, my 15-year-old stepson, who's been with me since he was 2 years old, he listened to me. He never went in the street. I didn't have to do nothing to him. But about 6 months ago, now my stepson, he doesn't live with me now. His mother moved out about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still like a father figure, I guess you can say. Well, because he comes over, he sleeps over. Well, I've never hit him. But then he wasn't listening to his mother. He was cutting school. I wasn't really saying, I would say stuff to him, try to talk to him. Well, he comes into my house and he steals $850 from me about 2.5 months ago, months ago. Yes, he came into the house because I'm treating him like a son. He steals $850.
Hmm.
I finally figured out he does it. I wait a whole day. He spent all but $150 of that money.
On what?
Partying.
What did a teenager spend $850?
Excuse me?
Oh, Julia, come on. I mean,
Hold off on this.
Yeah.
But see, now he wasn't listening because for months and months I'm trying to talk to him about going to school. Look, you got a 1.7 average. I went back to his mother's house. When he walked in the door, I said, I know you have some money. I talked to your friend. He pulled the money out. He got scared, but he's thinking he's a tough guy. He's 15 years old, and I was at that age where I thought I was a tough guy. I went up to him, and I hit him one time good. And I said, look it, kick your butt, except
how did
I
you
used
hit
a bad
exactly.
word. And I said, you stole money. I've been talking to you. You think you're some tough guy walking around on the street. You can do what you want. I said, you're going to pay me back. And if you keep cutting school, I'm coming to look for you. And if I have to choke you and drag you home in front of your friends and embarrass you, I'll do it. That boy has been listening good for the last 2.5 or 3 months, and he's paid me back all but $240 so far. And his teachers have said he has changed his ways in the last month and a half or so.
Well, you know, if he stole something from you, he has initiated force upon you, in which case I can certainly see that if he's not paying you back or something like that, that you could resort to violence in that particular instance. I can't say I disagree with you on that one. But beating your 3-year-olds for going into the street, I think that there are some other parents out there that have had the same problem and managed to solve it without employing violence, and I'd love to know from
them. I agree with you on there. Some kids are different than others. Not all kids are the same. Some kids aren't going to listen to you. They're just going to think you're kidding. And that was the way I felt I needed to do it before my child got hit, and it worked. Maybe it'll work different for somebody else, but it didn't work that time. And if you're willing to take the chance of allowing your kid to get run over because that was the thing you could think of at that time to get a little sting in her leg to wake them up, and then it worked, I don't know what to say. Your kid gets run over, if you ever decide to have any kids, but I guess since you're fixed and you don't have to worry about
right.
that problem.
And right. Ian's never going to have to worry about it, so he can stand on the top on the mountaintop and preach whatever he wants because he's never going to have kids.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's one of the reasons why I've got a vasectomy is because I know that I'd be likely to resort to violence with a kid, and I don't think that's right. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. I think it's a barbaric sort of a position to be coming from, and I think that people should really think about other alternatives.
In the case of the 15-year-old who was stealing from him, I think Mark was talking something similar about this maybe a week ago or something. If you were to steal money from just another person, it's likely that you're going to get your butt kicked. Or if they find out it's you, that's just sort of a consequence for stealing things. If you steal mm-hmm. money from some big guy, he's probably going to kick your ass. And so this not that I would personally do that, because I don't really lash out in violence and that sort of thing, but that situation doesn't really bother me. The kid sounds like a young punk who probably deserved to get his butt kicked, and maybe it taught him a lesson.
Don't steal. I just feel like when you're dealing with, again, a lot of situations that don't involve violence, that don't involve initiated force, there have to be other ways to do it. My parents managed to keep me out of the road without beating me. How'd they do it? I don't know. They're not here to ask me.
Yeah,
but
my dad yelled really loud, and it was very scary. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that spanking needs to be one of the tools that parents have in their bevy of
child-rearing. It's clear that it is, and it's not going away anytime soon.
What I think is the problem, like I said, my dad yelled at me, and it was really efficient until I was a certain age, and then I just started to resent it, but he never stopped. Like, that was his method of dealing with us, yelling, till when I was 17 years old. And I didn't care when I was 17 years
old.
Right.
Perhaps you would have cared about a spanking.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are methods out there. I just, I'm not a parent. I'm not planning on being a parent, so I haven't taken the time to go and buy books about spanking and, try to figure out what the alternatives are. I know there are more creative methods because there are parents that have raised their kids without spanking. And if they want to call in, we'd love to hear from them. Otherwise, Mark, what were you looking at me for?
Oh, I've got an email. I'm ready to go.
Oh, we'll get to that. But first, we've got to go to Joel in New York. Joel, you're on Free Talk Live. Joel, going once in New York State. Joel, going twice. Let's try Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Yeah, hi, hon. Something very serious has happened here.
Uh-oh.
Our state took all the money for our school system. They gambled with it, and they lost $8.2 billion.
How did they gamble with it, exactly?
They invested it, and they lost it all.
That was what kind of investments were these, Paula?
They wouldn't say. They said that they invested in funds and stuff. Like, they wouldn't say.
Usually,
exactly
what we're talking about is derivatives.
Anyway, the state attorney had to close the account. They had to freeze the account because some people heard about the school system. They rushed in there to try to get some money out of it, and they had to shut it down. They said they've already written checks out there, but they said they're not going to be able to get any money.
Well, it's not their money, so who cares what they do?
Yeah,
it's
the taxpayers' money, and they're gambling with our money.
Well,
and they
Paula,
didn't even ask us if they could do that.
Of course, they don't have to ask. They've already taken it from you. Thanks for the call. 800.
It's a bunch of thieves.
How would they ask a group of people anyway?
Right. 1-800-259-9231. I suppose they could have a resolution on the ballot or something, and then they'd have to wait 4 years before they could ask you. Anyway, they're not going to ask. They've got your money. They're going to do what they want with it. That's how the system works. If you want to prevent that from happening, stop giving it to them. Just stop. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Most scientific advances are merely incremental. However, once in a while, there comes an invention which is so revolutionary, such a quantum leap forward, that it is the product of what scientists call non-linear thinking. Such an invention is Dragonskin body armor. In a Discovery Channel program, Dragonskin was so superior to older types of body armor that it survived rounds which shredded the body armor now issued to our troops. Why, then, have the Bush regime's military bureaucrats refused to adopt Dragonskin for our troops? Be sure to tune in to Crash, Are You Ready? Friday, November 30th, for a very special interview with Marie Neal, the genius inventor of Dragonskin body armor. Visit our website at www.hearitonline.com for links to the Dragonskin body armor website. That's www.hearitonline.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider, with same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra. Rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you like toll free at 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll free line. Tegan here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Get interactive on the bulletin board system at bbs.freetalklive.com. Over 300,000 posts for you to surf around through. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Wow, and amaze your techie friends with the new Zero Blaster. It shoots smoke rings 12 feet. They are the perfect gift for anyone who likes neat stuff. Get your blaster at ZeroToys.com. That's ZeroToys.com.
800-259-9231. Going back to the phones, to the fun. Kevin in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind?
Did you see the debate last night?
I watched the Ron Paul segments. I never watched the rest of the debate.
I know you guys are big fans of Ron Paul.
Right, the Ron Paul fanatics on the internet do a great job of just chopping out the Ron Paul only segments of the debate and putting that up on YouTube, so that way I don't have to waste, you know, an hour and a half of my time watching the other nonsense spew from the other candidates' mouths.
Genius. That's a genius move of you, because the rest of it's quite boring, if you ask me.
I imagine so. So instead of investing an hour and a half or 2 hours, I invest 9 minutes and I'm done. So I watched the Ron Paul segments. Why were you asking?
I had a question. Do you appreciate Howard Stern's penis?
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. So there's Kevin. And Mark, go to the email box. What do we have?
Okay.
Those pranks are just awful. I'm sorry. They're not funny at all.
But you're laughing.
I'm laughing at how stupid that kid is.
I see.
We've had worse ones than that.
It's worse, but this is so bad. It's not even funny.
This email's from Roger. It's entitled "Lost in a Sea of Madness."
All right.
says, Mark, sometimes I get a little lost, hence the signature, about what about things, you know, he's referring to what our stance is on little government or no government, less government intervention and things. What about things like the radio or air travel, things that, in my humble opinion, we do need to be regulated? Because you know what would happen if there was no regulation on the airwaves, and the signals would be stepping on each other so badly, unless you happen to live right next to a 10,000-watt blowtorch like I do, KSCO, or in the air. Do you want to fly in an aircraft and airways that any idiot with a wrench and some aluminum can build an airplane and put it in the sky? How do we go about regulating stuff like that without being without being the left hand of God coming down upon thee?
So, well, the radio one's easy. That one is simply property rights and homesteading. The fact is, if you were there first and you flipped on your transmitter first, then you've homesteaded that radio frequency, and in the free marketplace, there could be arbitration courts that would hear out cases of alleged interference and that sort of thing, and they would, you know, both sides would present their case, and the arbitrator would say, okay, well, you know, here's our decision. And then, of course, people would start to understand what the typical decisions would be in those cases, and they wouldn't step on each other's toes, because they would understand that that would just lead to trouble down the line. You want people to hear your radio signal, so you want to find a clear place to put it.
And let's not forget that, in fact, the radio dial itself is prescribed by the government, the FCC. So there's no saying that that is the radio dial that should exist. There's just so much radio dial out there. And, you know, that's where we could expand it if it needed to be expanded. And who knows what the marketplace would do. We definitely don't need the government in that particular arena.
Certainly not.
Like you said,
all they've ever done is slow progress.
We don't have a government agency that tells us where our property lines are and those kind of things. Deeds are registered with the government, but that they don't prescribe where these property lines are and that kind of thing. We don't need a government agency to decide where radio stations' property lines are either in the airwaves.
Absolutely. So the more difficult one is the FAA.
FAA.
Is he done with his email?
He's pretty much, yeah.
That's the difficult one, and I really have difficulty with it because I don't know much about flying. I don't know much about the whole system.
I think that what his concern is something any idiot with a wrench and some aluminum can build a plane and get in the sky. I think that actually can be done.
It can be done today.
That kind of thing. And if you really wanted to fly and you were an idiot, you wouldn't even need a wrench. You could just go out and get in an airplane and do it. Are you telling
me
somebody wouldn't? You know that you could buy an airplane. Are you telling me somebody wouldn't? Wouldn't
you can
sell
buy
you
a
an
MiG.
Airplane?
You can buy an old Russian MiG if you want to.
Right. I'm sure somebody would sell me a Russian MiG. I don't have a pilot's license, and I am going to kill myself at the very least if I get one. But there's nothing stopping me. Right? We'll be lucky if I kill myself because then I manage to get off the ground. There's nothing stopping me from doing that right now.
The last time we talked about this subject, Gene, the Christian anarchist down in Tennessee, who is a licensed pilot, he pointed out that there's very little security at these smallish private kind of airports.
Right.
You literally can just go and break into somebody's plane, and there's no real, it's not very difficult, as he said, to even hotwire these things. So you just start your engines
Who steals airplanes? I mean, it isn't done so, there isn't the need for the technology that they have on cars that prevent hotwiring. So absolutely, I would say that that's so. But I think, personally, that there needs to be some kind of, even if it's on a state level, it doesn't matter to me whether it's the Federal Aviation Authority or whether it's a state aviation authority or what it is. I think that we need some kind of licensing for people to, fly, you know, flying cars or planes or whatever. I personally think that that's a fine thing.
I think that in a free market situation, obviously you're talking about a more decentralized state-run thing, but in a free market situation, that you would have industry standards, just like you have industry standards in the world of electronics. The USB ports on your computer, for instance, that's a standard that was decided on by a consortium of different groups that got together and all agreed that, all right, let's do this USB thing and put it on all of our devices. They did that on their own without the insistence of a government or some centralized authority demanding that they do it. So I think that in the world of flight, you would have the different airlines, the major airlines and that sort of thing. They, of course, would say, okay, well, you know, here are the air routes, here are the standard little they're not real tangible things, but they're lines on a map that say, well, okay, this is where you go if you want to get from New York to Atlanta and that sort of thing. So I think that you would have industry standards. There may be some people that wouldn't necessarily adhere to those industry standards, but I think for the most part, far and wide, that they would, because it just makes sense. It makes things easier to deal with. They'd probably tie in with the ground crew and the towers, the air traffic controllers. I don't really see that much would really change if the FAA just went away. The planes in the airport still have an interest in keeping things orderly and bringing the planes in the right order that they come to the airport and putting them on the right runways and that sort of thing. All these things would be handled. I don't really understand what the concern is.
Well, I do completely understand. There are people out there that are just going to make mistakes. They're going to make bad judgment errors, and we want to have some kind of control as to whether or not they get into vehicles.
But now, you don't have that
for a
control.
Second. You do have some level of control. Imagine
not,
for a second.
Not according to Gene when he called in. There's very little control over that.
Oh, currently. Right. That's what you're talking about. But the government has managed to, for one, the government regulates the crap out of things. And, you know, they're the reason we don't have flying cars now.
That's true.
So if we did have flying cars, then you would have everybody in the air, 300 million Americans,
so
would
we have
fly.
People on the roads.
Right.
And what's
the cops
point?
Pull over people who are driving poorly. If there were no cops on the road, do you think that some people would drive worse than they currently do?
I think that's a possibility, but again,
I think that it's very, very likely. No, I'm 100% sure that some people would make asses of themselves out there in 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 pound death machines. On the
in
roads.
The sky. You're talking about...
Well, on the roads, and I'm trying to correlate this for you, that on the roads they'll act like idiots, so in the air they'll act like idiots. In the air, when they act like idiots, they could land on my house.
Yeah, I understand that, Mark, and I think that that you'd find that the marketplace would come up with some ways to help mitigate those possibilities from happening. I mean, there's still a chance that person could come crashing through the side wall of your house, you know, right into your bedroom. I mean, those things can happen today, and they very rarely do. So
well,
I think
one
it's
of the reasons
it out
they
of
don't is because we have police out there that will.
That's not the reason why people aren't crashing into the sides of your home. They're doing it because most people are good drivers. Most people are not interested in being irrational on the road. Roads and mistakes happen, and those are really usually the reason why people crash through a wall of a home is because of a mistake.
Absolutely, but there are people that drive poorly. We've all seen it. We've all seen people be jerks
usually
on the road.
It's the police. Usually it's the police speeding down a 30-mile-an-hour road.
They're not running into a lot of buildings, though.
80 miles an hour. They have run into children, though. We've seen stories about that. More on the way. We'll more come up. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you stuff yourself at Thanksgiving? Plan on stuffing yourself the rest of the holiday season? Do some damage control right now with a rapid weight loss system you can fit in between celebrations. Don't let your weight get completely out of control this holiday season. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus with a crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor would work with him and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the type that he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it, and within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, even in these remaining moments, 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The feature's there, completely free. So enjoy those on us. If you like the show, then you should become a Free Talk Live amplifier. For as little as $3 a month, you can help us get on more radio stations from coast to coast. In fact, we're going to be announcing a brand new affiliate tomorrow night. No, excuse me. Wait a minute. I feel like it's Friday night already. It's not Friday. This
Saturday
this year. Saturday show will announce a new affiliate. And again, all of this is thanks to our amplifier. So if you want to get involved with the program and get access to the perks, like the AmpOnly call-in line, chat room, and forum, all the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. But $3 a month doesn't sound like a lot. Believe it or not, it makes a big difference for us because it all adds up into us being able to really promote the show in a way we wouldn't be able to otherwise. So once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Just a final thought on the FAA situation. I admit I'm pretty weak on this issue. I'm not very good at it. I don't know what. It's hard for me to take a position beyond, well, the market will solve the problem. You know, government is there right now setting rules, but the government doesn't prevent people from getting in the air and crashing planes into buildings. It doesn't. So I just don't think that the system we have today is really that great. And I think it would be interesting to see what sort of innovations that the market would bring to solve
the problem. And I just think that one of the things that people would really want is some kind of licensing.
I think that insurance would want to have you be licensed in some way to prove competency in order to insure your vehicle and insure your craft. I think that would be the main stimuli for people to go out and get those licenses is, you know, you're going to buy a several thousand dollar airplane, you're going to want to have it covered in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have that licensing to prove that you're a safe operator, ain't no way in hell an insurance company is going to give you any insurance.
Likely you're right that no insurance company would let you have any kind of insurance at all, because you're going to be a huge risk if you didn't have some kind of licensing thing. I just think that people are going to be more comfortable with an agency that licenses.
800-259-9231. You bring up anything, we go to the phones to Anthony in Miami. Listening on
hey,
wherever.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
You're on the amp line, Anthony. What's on your mind?
I just want to talk about that debate from last night, man, because I was really ticked off about the whole darn thing. It's like, blah, 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 blah. Are you a conspiracy theorist? Blah, 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 blah. Are you going to run as an independent? Blah, 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 blah. Abortion. They didn't even get to any of the issues. All it was the Mitt Romney and the guy from New York, what's his face? Giuliani. Yeah, that guy. Well, it's like, I'm sick of it. It's frustrating, you know. I'm not into conspiracy theories, but there's something going on.
Well, there's definitely a concerted media effort to marginalize Ron Paul and his supporters, and you can tell the media doesn't like to have to give Ron Paul any attention, but they've been nonetheless having to anyway, simply because the Ron Paul revolution and the people behind his campaign and the volunteers, you can't ignore them. They're just so conspicuous.
It's frustrating. I mean, it's like, dude, let the guy talk, for crying out loud, you know? It's like, you know, you got to wrangle somebody's neck or something? I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I absolutely empathize with you, but try to look at it from the wide perspective, and that is that, you know, those of us who've been involved with the Liberty Movement for the last decade or so, or two or three decades, you know, we've seen very, very little progress when it comes to getting these ideas out into the mainstream. So the idea that we can even have 5 or 7 or 9 minutes of a 90-minute debate, or I don't know how long it was 90 or 120 minutes, but even the idea that we can have a portion of those minutes for liberty-oriented ideas is an immense step forward from where we were in 2004 and 2000. So looking at it from perspective, I think we've come a long way.
Yeah, that's a definite fact, but it's still, you know, when you talk to people, it's like, oh, he wants to get rid of the IRS. It's like, oh, my God, no, we can't fund government. What, are you crazy?
Have you been getting that response?
I got that response, from two people in the past couple weeks. You're crazy! You know, it's like, okay, I'll just shut up now.
That's right. The world's going to catch on fire without the IRS.
Yeah, God knows. What do we do without it before?
It's like nobody wants to educate themselves, you know? It's
my uncle actually responded. It wasn't with Ron Paul, but it was just sort of to liberty in general. He said, do you want to go back to the 18th century? As if liberty was only possible in the 18th century.
My dad told me something like that with the Second Amendment. Like, my dad is a guy that walks around with a T-shirt saying Bill Clinton for First Lady all the time. And it's like, oh, man, you know, and he's complaining to me about how high it's costing him to get insurance. He's like 60, 61. And he's like, you know, we need the government to help us. And I'm telling him, no, we need to get the government out. You're nuts.
Yeah.
Well,
you certainly, you can't win with everybody. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And I think that we're in a tough position. Those who support Ron Paul, they're in a difficult position right now. Because on one hand, you want to see Ron Paul get more time in the debates. On the other hand, you don't want anybody to drop out of the race. Because when it comes to the actual vote, you want as many warmongers as possible on the ballot to divide up the pro-war vote as much as you can in hopes that Ron Paul will come out ahead. So, you know, there's sort of two sides here, and neither of them are really they're neither really something we want. We want those guys to be out of the race so Ron Paul can flesh out his ideas, but on the other hand, that would make it more difficult for him in the actual vote. So it's a tricky position to be in. Nonetheless, he is getting some attention, more than he got 12 months ago. That's for damn sure. And I think it's moving in the right direction. Anthony, any other thoughts?
I just got one question. I'm trying to get my vote for the first time for Ron Paul. My sister's on board. She's a server, and she saw the tax-free tip fact, and she's, like, on board now. What do you guys recommend? My brother's never voted. He's into that 9/11 stuff, and he's afraid of people, you know, the government ganging up on him because he voted for somebody. What do you guys suggest I do?
Wait, I'm sorry. I missed your point. What are we suggesting you about?
Try to get my brother to vote for Ron Paul.
He's worried that he's going to get tracked down by the government?
Yes.
I don't know if there's anything you can say to somebody who's crazy like that.
That's not
so, I don't know.
Well,
there's no way that the votes are anonymous.
I guess you should tell him that there's going to be millions of people voting for Ron Paul, and then ask him exactly how they're going to know that he voted. If he's ever been to vote,
he voted, but not who he voted for.
There's no way to track that. I've been to vote, and there's no way those people know what you voted for.
I know, but I'm just trying to figure out a way to get the more votes, the better.
Good luck, and let us know if you ever convince him. Thanks for the call, Anthony. 800-259-9231. I guess if it's your brother, he's worth an extra try, right?
I tried to convince my mom to vote for Ron Paul, and she kind of likes him, but she cannot vote Republican ever, so she probably won't.
You know, I had mentioned on the show not too long ago about how I had asked you, Mark, did you think I should approach my parents about Ron Paul?
Your parents are Republicans, right?
They are. And my dad, in fact, called himself a libertarian for a while before sort of going back to the Republican Party for whatever the reason was.
Didn't you say your mom had something to do with that?
I believe she did, because he was actually in the middle of supporting a libertarian candidate at the time that he decided to no longer support the libertarian candidate, and it didn't have anything to do with what the candidate did. So I think it had something to do with mom
putting the hammer down.
Yeah, putting the hammer down. And
no sex for a month.
Something like that. So I called them up, and I did mention Ron Paul recently, and I just got a cold response. Like, they didn't seem too interested. They said they'd heard of him, and I said, well, you know, maybe you should look a little closer. He's the only candidate that actually is interested in restoring liberty, and, you know, I just said a couple of things, and I didn't feel like I should push it any further, because I just know how she hates to talk about political things.
Yeah.
Even though she's a Republican, I didn't feel like I should to really press it. Like, I know that you were pretty...
I don't think you should either. I think that probably some of the pressing is some of the reason that it's difficult for you to talk to her about it now.
Well, Julia, when you were talking to your mother, you were pretty... I don't know. Not you didn't have a lot of pressure on her, but you were...
My mom's easy to press.
Okay.
My mom... I know my mom, and I know that I'm not hurting her feelings, but my mom's kind of wishy-washy. And so when she's saying, well, I kind of like him. I like this about him, but I don't know. I don't want to register Republican. I can't do it. So I was trying to convince her that if she supports a candidate, why would she not vote for him just because of the political party he's affiliated with?
And maybe I should try to nail my mom down.
No, I don't know.
I
know my mom, and I know her limits, and I don't think
what you should do, my friend, is you should negotiate with your mother.
And actually,
what do you mean?
Well, offer her a trip back to Florida and
I'll
a
come
couple of days.
You.
See,
not worth it.
There you go.
My mom actually brought him up, so.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it's been Ian here with you
and Julia
and Mark.
I figure maybe I'll just try to nail her down. Like, you know, who are you gonna vote for? Are you gonna vote for Ron Paul? If not, why not? Try to get a rationale for it, because I'm just curious. You know, I just want to know what's going through her head. You know, why are you going to vote for the warmongers? That sort of thing. We'll see. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. I'll let you know what happens.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org. That's 888-LIB-DOLLAR or libertydollar.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.